Okay, we're continuing with the Drasha Sharan. We're in the Drasha Shlishi in the Mosad Rav Kook on page Kuf Chaf Aleph. Okay, so we spoke last time that once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, so whatever Chazal decide, whatever they paskin, that's what ends up being the halacha in Shemayim, whether they're right or wrong. At the very least, about setting the calendar date, and that's the mitzvah that we're talking about here, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chadashim. And that parsha really starts talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, but goes on to talk about the Korban Pesach. So that's where we're up to now. So we're starting. Ufisha mitzvah zuhi as chalas haTorah. Since the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that Chazal decide when Rosh Chodesh is, and that's up to Klal Yisrael to decide, the Chachamim to decide, and it includes the Korban Pesach, the mitzvahs in this parsha of Korban Pesach. So since the Torah starts, this is the first mitzvah in the Torah, so nirma zeh hasharesh b'parsha zu. So this big, important Yisod, this important idea, is hinted to in this parsha about Klal Yisrael, the Torah being given over to Klal Yisrael, that whatever Klal Yisrael paskins is the halacha. Like it also hints to the important Yisod about that when a person does a mitzvah or an avera, they're going to get a schar or onesh. Since this parsha is the first mitzvah in the Torah, so it should hint to a lot of things, a lot of explanations of mitzvos and things in the Torah. So it's showing us that this first mitzvah, this first parsha, teaches us that when we do the mitzvahs, that if you do mitzvahs, it'll save you from bad things. Which sounds like the sort of thing you learn in first grade, but then, you know, as life goes on, you have to remind yourself that this is a fact, that when we do mitzvot, we get schar, and then we do averus, get onesh. Like we see the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, it's the first mitzvah, the Korban Pesach, that mitzvah, hitzilasa min ha-devra, that saved them physically, min ha-devra ahova b'mitzrayim. Remember, there was a plague, right? God went around and killed the firstborn, and anyone who did the Korban Pesach and spread the blood on their doorpost, so no one died in their house. So it was a plague of sorts. And you see, doing a mitzvah saved people from physically dying. So in this first mitzvah, it was hinting to us that if you do mitzvahs, it has a real physical effect. L'ma'an yaminu, so B'nai Yisrael should believe, ki shomer ha-mitzvah hu l'mayla mi'teva ha-metzius. Keeping mitzvahs brings you above nature. It affects things that are not natural. It has nothing to do with stars and moons and astrological anything. You do mitzvahs, it's above nature. This, of course, tells you, right, that any astrology, that's all part of nature. Doing mitzvahs, averus, it's above nature. This is what Chazal say. Ani moshel ba'adam. Chazal tell us that Hashem, in the Gemara Moed Katan, Hashem says, Ani moshel ba'adam, I rule over man, umi moshel bi, and Hashem says, kaviyachal, who rules over me? Tzadik, the tzadik. Shani goes with gzeir, hu mevata, because Hashem says, I make gzeir, and if the tzadik says it shouldn't happen, and davens it shouldn't happen, it doesn't happen. Kalamar shaloshi badativ l'teva metziuti. So the Ran says, what that means is, that when Hashem makes gzeir, means in teva, the tzadik is not bound by teva. The tzaddik is above nature, in the sense that when he does mitzvah, so it brings him above nature, and therefore he's not bound by nature. And when he says something, Hashem makes it happen. This important yesod, that doing mitzvahs has an effect on us in this world, that is, this yesod is said in all the beginnings of the Torah. Because in our complete and perfect Torah, we found that there are three beginnings. Hamitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Torah, is a sort of a beginning. Bezuha haschala harem ayin ba'ayin ki inyin hamitzvah mishana teva metziah. So this first mitzvah, Korban Pesach, was clear as day that if you do a mitzvah, you will be saved from physical harm. Ki hadam al hamashkosh v'ashtei hamezuzos, because putting the blood on the doorposts, einenu roi li malit min hadever ahove b'mitzvahim, that certainly shouldn't prevent you from being hurt by some physical plague. Ki im mitzad hamitzvah bo, except that the mitzvah saved you. Haschala hashen is the second beginning, is haschala hashen is hibemara. The second beginning was at Mara. V'sham ne'amar, right? That's where Hashem told them a bunch of mitzvos. So v'sham ne'amar v'yoreu Hashem eitz v'yashlech el hamayim v'yimtiku hamayim sham sam lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. There it says that there was bitter water, right? And Hashem told Moshe to throw the tree into the water, and the bitter water would turn sweet. It says, Sham Sam Chokum Mishpat, Hashem gave them Chokum Mishpat, Torah, Visham Nisahu, and he also tested them or lifted them up. Kolomar, the Ran says, Shanisa Tevachuko Imhu Maspik Bahasaras Hamachla. Sham Nisahu means it was a test. Tested what? Tested the Chokum Mishpat. That if you keep the mitzvos, then you'll see it can affect physical things. Vero kulam ki kenhu, and everybody saw that it was true. Ki zeh ha'etz asher haya hardufni, because this branch that Hashem told Moshe to throw in the river, it was called a hardufni, ledivir abseinu, according to Chazal. Hayuroi lehosip yemiris hamayim emsukim, it's something that should have made the water more bitter. Hardufni is a bitter branch, so it should have made the water more bitter. And it had just the opposite effect, it made the water sweet. So it was to show you the same thing, that when Klal Yisrael, when Hashem gives a mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether it physically makes sense, it should help. Even if it makes sense, it shouldn't hurt. If it's a mitzvah, it'll do it and it'll help you. The third beginning was Maimon Har Sinai. Asherin Safik Shekol Ha'inyin Hahu Haya L'mayla Min HaTeva. Of course, the entire experience of Har Sinai was above nature. V'zachu kol Yisrael l'madregas ha'nevuah, and every single Jew, every last one, had nevuah then. That means they had a connection to God. They saw Hashem kaviyachla, or whatever that means. Their neshama had nevuah. Vein safek, and there is no doubt, she'at sofe b'nevuah, someone who sees nevuah, mashkif ha'amitus v'roah son, sees the truth. Yodea she'at Torah, someone who sees the truth, Yodea she'at Torah mitzvaseh, hein l'mayla mitavah mitzvah. Certainly, someone who got nevuah would know from his nevuah that doing the mitzvahs and mitzvahs in general are above nature. So in those three times, we saw that doing mitzvahs is supernatural, not connected to nature. Okay. Just interesting to mention, the Ramchal mentions that someone who has nevuah has no suffix, that there's a Hashem, right? The experience of nevuah leaves a person without any doubts anymore. They see the truth, they see Hashem, and the Quran says they see that the mitzvahs are above nature. Fine. All of these beginnings show that there is schar nonish for mitzvos. And also, it shows that the soul exists after it leaves the body. As I will explain, says the Ran. It is known. There are three parts, three different souls. And all of the three, Ritzon Lomar, the three souls are Hanefesh HaTzomachas. One type of soul is the growing soul, Latzomach, that's what a plant has. The neshama, the life, the neshama that a plant has is called the Nefesh HaTzomachas, the thing that grows. The Nefesh HaChiyunis, and the life Nefesh, that's Lachai, that's an animal. An animal is more than just growing. It moves around. It has a higher level nefesh. Sheina medaber, but it still can't talk. The nefesh hamedaberes, but the soul of the nefesh medaberes, a speaking soul, that's l'adam that a person has. In achas me'elu musagos b'chush. So none of these can be, you can't see or touch a nefesh, a soul. Amnim kavim etzleinu, or kiyum, I'm not sure what that word should say, but etzleinu mitziyusen mitzadhi ra'us pu'ulaseyan. But we know that they exist because we see the effect of what they do. When we see a plant grow and the plants grow to the left, to the right, it's not natural for something without life to be growing to the sides. Okay, so this is the way they explain things in those days, and just the way they speak is a little different than the way we talk. But the way he's explaining it is, Emtza here refers to the earth, and Makif is the stuff that surrounds earth, like the planets. So either things work that they go, Min ha-Emtza ala Makif, that they go up, I guess like the sun and the stars are drawn up, or appear up, they are up, the clouds, all of them are high up, so either things go up, Min ha-Makif ala Emtza, or gravity, they go to the ground. So since the tree goes left and right, and plants grow in all directions, so there must be some life force causing it to go in other directions. So this life force in the tree that makes it move more than straight nature, it moves, it can grow, it has life, it moves to the left, it grows to the left and to the right, we call that the nefesh atzomachas. Okay. And when we see an animal that has that type of ability, not only that, but he has the ability to choose if he wants to go here or there. He can move around by choice. We know nature won't let it do that. It's not like a rock can do that. And we know the soul, the nefesh hatzamachas, the plant soul, is not enough to do that. So then, so we know that the animal has a higher level life, a higher level neshama, called the nefesh chiyunus. Hishtatfu b'zeshnei kochas, it has two powers, koach tzomeach, that it grows, v'koach chiyuni, that it's alive and moves, and has the ability to decide where it moves. Asher biuro, that it means koach masig misnoei abrotzen, that the koach chiyuni, says the Ran, means has the nefesh that can tell it, can decide that it wants to have the brains to move wherever it wants. V'kasher inu ba'odam elu ha'kochos, and when we see man has those abilities, umavad elo, and besides that, koach acher, who koach amaskal, and besides that, he has the ability of thought. And we know an animal can't do that with its soul. So then we know man has a koach, has a nefesh that has three powers: koach atzameach, that it grows; koach achiyuni, that it can move where it wants; koach maskal, that it can think. That's the higher level nefesh. That's like nefesh hamaskelas. Okay. So yinein is bayer, so it's explained, it's understood now. Ki metzias elu hanefashos, that these three different types of soul, kava mitzad hi ra'us pil asem, we know they exist because we see that they caused actions to occur. Lo mitzad acher, not because I can look at a nefesh, I can touch a nefesh, a soul is something you can't see or touch, we just can see the effects of its existence. Okay. Now that we said we know these nefashos exist only because of their actions on physical things, so we should assume that their existence and their lifespan, so to speak, of a soul should be based on what gives it its life and takes it away, like he's going to explain. We see that by animals and plants, their whole existence is with physical things. Mozulasam, nothing spiritual with plants or animals. Their whole existence is all by physical things. Imkain, if so, roish nish, but she yifsidu elu akochos, behefsid agufim hay shehem nesuimbo. So those kochos, they're what he's calling their soul, those kochos go away when their gufim go away. In other words, that nefesh hachiyunus that's in the animal, so when the guf that it's in is destroyed, so then it should be destroyed. But when we see that man, his soul is not, his body isn't just affected by what's physically good for it. Right. In other words, these mitzvahs, like where he said, you know, where they threw the tree in the water, he did a mitzvah, and all of a sudden it helped him, or he put the blood on the doorpost, and we see, so that has nothing to do with teva. We see that when a man does spiritual things, it helps his guf exist. So then we know that the soul then is not meshubed, is not beholden to the body. The existence of the soul of man is not beholden to the existence of the body. Because we see one has nothing to do with the other. Because something that should be bad for the body is actually doing good for the body because it's spiritual. And so too, that the body can be hurt by doing things that really should help the body. They're just averos, and therefore Hashem makes it bad for the person. If so, inyano kulo shegufo nimshach achar nafsho. Therefore, you see that by a person, the guf follows the soul. So now that we see that the soul is mekuyim by things that are good for the soul, and the guf is niskayim also. Through things that are good for the soul, and so too that the guf, the person's body, is hurt by things that are not hurtful to the body in a physical sense, just because the person does averus, they end up hurting him. Let's say the guy went to put the blood on his doorpost. So that guy would have been hurt because of some spiritual issue. So yadanu shekiyuma tali batzma. So since we see that the guf follows the nefesh, so we know the nefesh is not connected to the guf. B'sheadvarim hamafsidim haguf layafsidu osa. Avalt yishari behefsid. So things that affect the guf, so if the guf that's destroyed, that doesn't necessarily mean anything about the soul. So the reason why Hashem said all the promises, right? Hashem says, if you do mitzvahs, you will get good things physically. If you do averus, you will get killed and bad things physically. It doesn't say, if the Torah never says, if you do mitzvahs, so then you will get big olam haba. Maybe Chazal make drushes about certain mitzvahs, but generally, the words of the Torah are always about promising you good things in this world. Why does it do that? Because when a person sees that when he does something that's spiritually positive, something physically positive happens to him, so he'll understand that the guf follows the soul, and that the soul does not follow the guf. And if the Torah would have just said, if you do a mitzvah, so then you get a really big olam haba, and they wouldn't have said anything about this world, maybe they wouldn't have been so sure. Maybe they would have thought, well, maybe there is no soul after the body dies. Because the soul doesn't affect the body, and we just see soul is in the body, it affects the body. If there's no body, then maybe there's no soul. That's why the Torah chose this way. So they should know, no, the soul and the body are not connected like that, and the body is actually the one that's affected by the soul. And they'll know that by seeing that they get physical reward for spiritual things. They have something that's above teva, so through having mitzvos, that their reward is physical in this world. So we know, therefore, that the soul is not connected to the body, and therefore we know that when we do mitzvahs, we will have a nefesh to discuss in the afterworld, that the soul continues on past the guf. Okay, lukim zeh amud hagadol, and for a chizik, for this important hashgafa, so shakol boni, I love that everything, the whole Torah is based on, that meaning that when you do mitzvahs, you get rewards, and when you do averus, you get punishments. So therefore, hayuha osos famovsim masmidim bisho. That's why there are constantly, at least in the times when the Torah was given, constantly miracles going on. Kadesh is yashiv zeb levavos v'yizkayim. So that it should be in the heart. There are always these miracles going on, so everyone should be, feeling it in the heart. It wasn't for the brain, because once you've seen it once, you should know it. But it was constantly going on, so people should always get a chizik and realize that everything they do in this world is for the nefesh, and that they're that's the main point of this world, and that their neshama carries on. Do not make the mistake the Rambam is saying, that when God did miracles in Mitzrayim, it was said that people should believe that the Torah is true. Ki ha'amana ha'gemura b'Torah, because anyway, at least the full believing in the Torah, lo ha'isa ki'im b'mashiro b'mayim en'arsinei b'ayinayim. That only could be at Mayim en'arsinei, when everyone had nevuah and saw Hashem, and he gave us the Torah. Directly, straight to us. Ka'omro, as it says, Vayomer ki eye imcha v'zelecha os ki anuchish lachticha, here am I going to prove to you, Moshe, that I sent you, behotziacha sa'amim Mitzrayim, tabna selokim ala harazat, you'll come to Har Sinai. That's the ultimate proving that there Hashem gave us the Torah, and that Hashem is our God. V'amer gamkin bavur yishma am b'dabri imach v'gam b'chay yamin ol olam. And that, again, it says that by Har Sinai, they will believe forever in Moshe, because they'll see Hashem speaks to Bnei Yisrael, told us Moshe's my prophet, and therefore we know that the whole thing's true. Avalis Yashiv Zayin and believe Hismido Osos Vamovsim Bishal. But so that it should be on our hearts. Emotionally we should get it, that there's Chayr and Onesh for mitzvah. So Hashem constantly had miracles happening. Lachin Baosa Hamitzvah Sherhi Aschalas HaTorah. Therefore, since this mitzvah of Korban Pesach is the first mitzvah of the Torah, so Nisami Sa'adash, Shazosa mitzvah, Tatil Same Negev, Ahovim Mitzvahim. It had to be that this mitzvah, since it's the first mitzvah, wanted to show us the most important thing to know about mitzvahs. That mitzvahs, spiritual things, will have an effect on you, not just in the next world, has an effect on you in this world. And there's a schar and onesh. Ka'omru, as it says, v'ayah adam lachem la'osa labata m'sheratem sham. You'll put the blood on the doorpost that you are there. V're'isiyas adam, I will see the blood of pasachti lechem, I'll skip over you. V'liyah b'chem negev l'mashchis b'akosiyas Mitzrayim, and it will save you from the plague going on in Mitzrayim. Okay, so it was a long maracha to bring out this point. But the point is that the first mitzvah in the Torah is an introduction to all mitzvahs. So it hinted at, in this parasha, some very important yesodos in all mitzvahs. One is that the Torah is given over to Klal Yisrael. Two, that there is a schar and onesh. And three, that there is that the nefesh continues on past when the guf is destroyed. All that is hinted to and learned from the first mitzvah of Karban Pesach.